Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and, of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerINC.com.
Lots of talk this week about the generosity of T. Boone Pickens, especially during that memorial service that was held earlier this week in Stillwater on the campus of Oklahoma State University. Dr. Tom Kuhn, Vice President and Dean of the College of Agriculture, says that Mr. Pickens gave a lot of money across the board to the university, including to the College of Ag, that has made a real difference.
Boone was so generous with his own funds, first of all. I mean, he was a philanthropist par excellence. But the thing about Boone that really puts him in a different league completely, it's not the amount of money he gave, it's the way he gave. He provided funds for us for scholarships and for endowed professorships and chairs in a way that called on others to give their funds as well. So he turned people into philanthropists who hadn't been philanthropists before. He made OSU a major league university in the way that we bring funds in to support the university today.
What Dr. Kuhn is referring to is the so-called famous Pickens match, where T. Boone Pickens basically said to folks that, look, if you've got some monies you want to pull together and give, for example, a professorship, a minimum of $250,000 needed to establish that professorship, you get that money together, I'll match those funds, effectively doubling your contribution to that chair or professorship you're interested in. 25 chairs and professorships in the College of Agriculture at Oklahoma State University have received the so-called Pickens match. And that means millions of dollars of resources made available to the university as a result. Meanwhile, in the U.S. cattle industry, we're still recovering from that fire in Kansas, the Holcomb, Kansas, of the Tyson food plant that is still offline. The packing industry has largely made up for the lost capacity for the time being, stretching resources at other plants and going to Saturday kills. One of the outcomes of that Tyson fire, though, is a renewed call by those populist groups that have always wanted country of origin labeling to bring back mandatory COOL. Those supporters of COOL have decided, though, to rename it Truth in Labeling.
Our domestic meat count reflects the reality of a global trade. Congress can and should implement a truth in labeling program for meat. Confusion at the meat counter undercuts both the U.S. producer and the consumer.
That's rancher Shane Eaton from Montana, who testified before the Senate Agriculture Committee this week on behalf of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, one of the groups strongly pushing for a reinstatement of mandatory country of origin labeling, or as Mr. Eaton called it, truth in labeling. You've got farm news on Ron.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has four tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call Shirley Farms to buy your wheat seed, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070, or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.